Welcome back to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor on this 4th of July. I hope your day is going well, at least to start with here. And whatever you got planned today, John and Jim wish you all the best. Enjoy it with family and friends. Celebrate, right? That's what this is all about, celebrating. But we're also taking some time today to remember the men and women who have served our country with this special Mino and the Mayor Operation Song. And today we're not only playing some great music that's been created through Operation Song for veterans and their families and people like you and I. If you've never been in the military like I've never been in the military, it's good to get a perspective of what some of these folks have gone through, not necessarily in combat, but in their life, what this meant to them, what this has done to them, and how they've come out the other side with a different perspective on so many different things. We're joined today, and we'll talk more with CEO of Operation Song, John Foti, in just a bit. And we'll also talk with Executive Director, Veteran Engagement, Mike Beyer, coming up in just a bit. Mike actually is a singer-songwriter and goes out and performs the song that was written and recorded for him, in fact, and we'll talk more about that. We've got a lot of songs to get to today, and I want to make sure and get to as many as we can. So let's start this segment off with a song called The 1%. This was written by Jamie Floyd and Del Rodriguez. It's performed by Jimmy Thau. Del wanted to actually discuss the difficulty in choosing a career as a soldier, an identity that only 1% of our population chose to serve in the longest conflict in American history. The 1% right now on Mino and the Mayor Operation Song.
God only makes a handful of hearts who can stand back up after falling apart. We signed up for the worst of the worst. Nobody wanted to go. We said, take me first. And then there's a reason we make it through. That's because, yeah, we're built for that too. The 1% is us in more ways than one. The first one's in, the last one's out. We don't break easy, don't back down. We're made of something stronger, built to last a lot longer. And coming home, it's easy to forget what to do with pain we hadn't faced yet. But we were born for every kind of war. The 1% is us in more ways than one. I'm the kind of happy that just doesn't happen. Found the kind of love that keeps on lasting. What are the odds I'd be so blessed that everything I lost, I get it back again? I didn't know yet, but I'd find out. I was the 1% then, just like I am right now. We're the first ones in, the last ones out. We don't break easy, don't back down. We're made of something stronger, built to last a lot longer. And coming home, it's easy to forget what to do with pain we hadn't faced yet. But we were born for every kind of war. The 1% is us in more ways than one. One out, I don't break easy, don't back down. Made of something stronger, built to last a lot longer. And coming home, it's easy to forget what to do with pain we hadn't faced yet. But we were born for every kind of war. The 1% is us and more. Is us in more ways than one.
You're listening to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song, on this 4th of July on WGBW and WISS.
I can't read between the red ink on the paper. Don't have the means to feed all those in need. I can't lead the lost to cross paths with the Savior. But I can close my eyes, fold my hands, and hit my knees. And pray for our warriors, for them to come home safe. For all them St. Jude babies to grow up strong and be okay. And for the ones who don't know Jesus, missing out on grace. Remember this, it's never too late to pray. It's never too late to pray. We pray thanks before we eat down at Rudy's Diner. For all them farmers who need a little rain to fall. For that Amber Alert little girl that they find her. Along with all those missing faces on the Walmart wall. We pray that our glory keeps on waving in the wind. We pray for forgiveness and for all our foreign friends. And for the ones who don't know Jesus, missing out on grace. Remember this, it's never too late to pray. It's never too late to pray. We pray for our warriors, for them to come home safe. Pray for our enemies and that peace will come someday. For the ones who don't know Jesus on their dying day. Remember this, it's never too late to pray. It's never too late to pray. Never too late to pray.
The story of an Army spouse, Kathy Mendoza, and how while it didn't seem that she had a control over anything going on in her life, the one thing she could do is pray. The song is called Pray. It was written by Phil O'Donnell, Billy Montana, and Kathy Mendoza. This is a special edition of Mino and the Mayor, where we're featuring the music and the stories of veterans in the United States through a great program called Operation Song. And we have two gentlemen with Operation Song today, the executive director of veteran engagement, also a singer songwriter of his own right, Mike Byer, is with us, and the CEO of Operation Song, who we met a few weeks ago on Mino and the Mayor show, John Fody. John, these songs, as we play them, and again, I'm playing them for not just the first time today, but the second or third time as I listen to these songs, very touching to me. Again, I've never served in our military, but having been involved with Mino and the Mayor, have learned so much about veterans and what they came home to and some of the struggles they've been through as an average person who's enjoying this music today. But I know there's tons of other music out there. What's the best way for someone like me to listen to these songs?
Absolute best way to listen to an Operation Song song would be to download our app. It is on the Google Play Store, the Apple Store. The link is right in our website. You can also just pull up the app phone on the App Store on your phone, whatever device you use, and just search Operation Song. We have our own app with our own music that makes it extremely accessible. And we update that weekly in order to ensure that all of the songs and the best songs are getting on there. And we also share our music very broadly on Facebook and through our website as well, too. We have an incredible YouTube page that has really, really powerful stories and videos on there, to include videos of the World War II Preservation Project, which we're executing now, where we write songs with professional songwriters and World War II veterans. And then we create short documentaries to capture those veteran stories as they served in the Second World War, and showcase very often little snips of their song and interviews from the veteran and sometimes their songwriter as well too. And so we have a few different places that we put it, and we're working on making it more and more accessible over time. It's tough because, unlike most music organizations that might come out with a few songs a quarter and maybe one album every couple of years, we write 170 songs this year. We're on track to write over 200 songs this year. So we have to find good balance in terms of how we distribute those songs so that they're accessible and available for people who want to listen to them.
Mike, you were mentioning when you perform your songs, so you actually go out and perform this song yourself?
I do. Yeah. There's a lot of times we'll, you know, and having worked with Bob Regan, our founder, all these years, there's, you know, a lot of opportunities for us to go out and talk about Operation Song and perform at different places. We've performed at the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville for many years. We've been on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, the Ryman.
What's that like, Mike?
Oh, it's incredible, man. It's, you know, the last big one we did is we played the Ryman last year. And it's just like, I mean, that's like a bucket list right there, you know. You know, it's just really, really cool to do. And we've had a couple other opportunities at the Opry as well. We actually, a couple of our songs, one of the songs was my song, you know, where we actually had the songwriter on the stage of the Opry sing it. And then I had my son next to me, and we kind of had speaking parts, you know, involved in the filming of it on the Opry. You know, so it's been great to have that opportunity. But I love the events where we can go and perform, and then of course have the opportunity to interact with the crowd afterwards, because there's always questions. There's always somebody with that, you know, the statement of, "Hey, that's my song," and you know, no, and more opportunities for us to reach out and write, you know, and that's our goal, and that's what we want to do.
Well, Mike and John, I want you guys to both understand how much we appreciate the fact that you're allowing us to have this 3-hour special today, to listen to these great songs, to hear these great stories, and learn more about Operation Song. A very special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on this 4th of July. Stick around, more great songs, more conversation with Mike and John on the way. Welcome back to the special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song, sharing these songs written by singer-songwriters about and for veterans and their families and folks like you and I to listen and have a better understanding of what some of these men and women went through. Let's get a couple of songs in on this particular segment of the show. Let's listen to The Same War. It's Pete Salas, Jamie Floyd, Cassie and Zach Peterson, and Zach and Cassie's song really talks about the struggle of maintaining a marriage in the military. While the soldier is deployed, the spouse is home fighting her own war. The Same War on Mino and the Mayor.
"90 men, 6 cannons, and 1 mission. Life and death all hang on my decision. I tell you everything, but I leave a lot out. I do what I have to do to make you proud.
8 moves, 4 funerals, 1 baby. I guess God had to show how strong He made me. I tell you everything, but I leave a lot out. I missed you then just like I miss you now.
My days are long, and your days are long, waiting to hear I love you on the phone.
fights in the same war.
Our hearts don't care where we are.
You're the reason that I make it through. Every single day without you. My days are long, and your days are long. Yours, different fights in the same war. The same.
Sometimes we forget they're fighting the same war. Zach and Cassie's song about the struggle of maintaining a marriage in the military. It is Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on this 4th of July, sharing some great music from Operation Song. And more on Operation Song coming up in a bit. Let's share another song. This one's called The Peacemaker. And Mark Beeson, Andy Elbert, and Gloria Savage. This is Gloria's lessons her mother taught her and how they carried over into her life of service. It's on Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song.
Mother used to tell me, treat everybody right. Go to Sunday school and trust in Jesus Christ. Through all the pain and darkness, she never lost her light. She taught me by example and brought these words to life. You can love the sinner, but hate the sin. You can hit the wall and always start again. There's a fine line between a giver and the taker. To love your enemy, you gotta fight to be a peacemaker. Look in the mirror, it's like she's staring back at me. They say I look like daddy's side, but that's not who I see. Down beneath the surface is where she left her mark. These words I take at gospel came from my mother's heart. You can love the sinner, but hate. You can hit the wall and always start again. There's a fine line between a giver and the taker. To love your enemy, you gotta fight to be a peacemaker. she passed it down to me, my whole family, how to fight to be a peacemaker.
Savage's Lessons That Her Mom Taught Her and How They Carried Over Into Her Own Life of Service, written by Mark Beeson, Andy Elbert, and Gloria Savage, Peacemaker, on Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song. We are sharing some great stories, some great music, and also the information that you need to know about what Operation Song does, who they are, and how you can help. The first thing you can do is go to operationsong.org. Get more details about Operation Song. Also find the music, more songs than we have today, hundreds of songs for you to listen to. And more importantly, if you feel dedicated, if you feel inspired to help Operation Song tell more stories, go there right now, right? And donate. You can do that right from their website. Again, operationsong.org. This is Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song, on this 4th of July. I'm Todd Michaels, producer for Mino and the Mayor. We'll be back in just a bit with more music and more from John Foti and Mike Beyer from Operation Song in just a bit. Welcome back to this special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song, on this 4th of July. John and Jim, wish you the very best today. Hopefully you have fun with family and friends and celebrate a little bit, but also remember a little bit about the men and women who have served our country. And that's why we're doing this special Operation Song segment, or this special show on Mino and the Mayor. And we've learned a little bit about Operation Song and what it is. You can get more details if you go to operationsong.org. Speaking with me today as we share this great music that's been written by veterans and these singer-songwriters from Nashville, primarily. We're being joined by Mike Beyer, the Executive Director of Veteran Engagement with Operation Song, and John Foti, who's the CEO of Operation Song. But John, this really started with Bob Regan. Can you, he's the one who got this all in motion. Can you tell me what the catalyst was for Bob? Why did he decide that there was a need for Operation Song?
So Bob was invited to start doing Armed Forces tours, which, you know, there's a component of the Department of Defense that has discretionary funds that they can use to basically bring fun and freedom, talent, artists, songwriters across the world in order to entertain, inspire, encourage, very famously, right, many celebrities like the Keith Urbans and the Toby Keiths will go on these tours. Sometimes, you know, there's a few different brands of them. The USO does kind of very similar events, but separate than Armed Forces tours. And so Bob Regan just started going and doing these shows for troops. And of course, you get to interact with them before and after the show, and you're always talking to them. And he just learned that they had incredible stories to tell, right? And songwriters are so naturally gifted storytellers that I think Bob Regan had felt over those years that that process would be incredible to build an organization around. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, Bob Regan took his own time and money, right? Which of course, as a famous songwriter himself, his time is incredibly valuable. And for him to donate that to the organization to start serving veterans and their families is incredibly powerful. And so for him, it was about the initial stories he would hear from veterans on those tours that inspired him to want to start this organization, invest his own time and money, and serve more veterans around the country.
As you were saying, you're on track to maybe do 200 songs this year alone. You guys have so much going on. What kind of crew are you working with at Operation Song? How many people do you got putting all this stuff together?
So right now we have a team of 5.
Wow.
And a songwriter core of around 100, but it tends to be between 15 and 30, you know, on any given quarter or year that do the bulk of that lift, right? Some songwriters are more accessible based off of their schedule and their, you know, because a lot of them tour, they perform shows, they have actual publishing deals where they have to write a certain amount of songs on Music Row every year. So they stay incredibly busy and they all have different availability to meet and write with a veteran, because that process could take 4 or 5 hours. And then scheduling on the front side and backside with our team, we have a board of directors of 12 and a large volunteer corps through our alumni program that gives veterans an ongoing opportunity to interact with other alumni of the program, to include the peer support component of getting on the backside of this program and being able to interact with other alumni, other veterans and their families that have gone through this extremely powerful program. And so between staff, volunteers, and board members, we are getting bigger every year, of course. And as we write more and more songs, that group of alumni nationwide continues to grow.
It's absolutely amazing. Let's get to some more music. This is a combo written song here. Jamie Floyd, Nate Dodson, Corey Ron, Brandon Tanner, Damon Gooch. It's performed by Jimmy Thoe. And it's a group of veterans that got together. They wanted to write a song about how they view the American flag they fought to protect. What the flag is for on Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song.
The flag is for freedom, for each and everyone, for waking up each morning and doing what you love. The flag is for fighting somewhere far away with my brothers and my sisters to keep you safe. The flag is more than red, white, and blue. It's united we will stand, and divided we will lose. It's flying high above. Stand their ground against anything and everything. Oh, I can hear them now. Say the flag is more than red, white, and blue. It's united we will stand, and while we fight for each of you, it's flying high above the. Put my hand over my heart, 'cause I believe the flag is more than red, white, and blue. It's why we stand up on our feet and pledge through and through. It's flying high above this land. It's the highest honor folded up. So just think about those we lost who aren't here anymore. When you think about what the flag is for. Let us always remember what the flag is for.
You're listening to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on WGBW and WISS.
Fighting who I am and the man that I can't change. I've laid my weapons down, but still I'm fighting every day. From a uniform to a suit and tie, from Kabul to the Tennessee countryside. Oh, how do I go from that life to this life?
Three of us to just me and her, to knowing you're alive, to waiting on the word. Oh, it hurts to go from that life to this life.
This life will break your heart, surprise you with the hardest part, ask you to be stronger than you think you are. How do I take this hurting me and let it be a memory? I guess I'll take it one day at a time. Go from that life to this life.
We both have battle scars, and all they are is proof
survived. I made my way back to you.
From being scared to death to coming back to life.
We could have given up a million times. This life will break your heart, surprise you with the hardest part, ask you to be stronger than you think you are. How do I take memory? I guess I'll take it one day at a time. Go from that life to this life. It's been one hell of a ride, from that life to this life. From being scared to death, coming back to life, we could have given up
at least a million times.
Another powerful song outlining the difficulties the military places on families and marriages. This Life, written by Pete Salas, Jamie Floyd, and Carrie and Josh Brenneman. This is Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on this 4th of July. From Operation Song, we have CEO John Foti with us, and also the Executive Director of Veteran Engagement, Mike Beyer, is with us as well. John or Mike or both of you, my question now is, when it comes to getting the stories, who makes that first connection? Is it the veteran? Is it a family member? How does the whole process seem to start?
It varies. You know, with our virtual program that we have, most of the time those are individual veterans that are reaching out. But with all of our partners across the country, those veterans, you know, it takes a little bit of twisting of the arm sometime from our partners out there, because they know their community. So, like, say we go to New York, you know, we don't try to search the community for veterans. We go to our partners and say, hey, this is how many songwriters we're going to bring up this time. You know, can you find this many veterans? And they'll get to work on it because they know those veterans in their community. They know who can use it the most. And more times than not, the veteran, you know, they're kind of like, I don't know about this, because I was the same way, you know, and they're not sure they want to do it. And so it takes a little bit of coaxing sometimes. But I can tell you, you know, Bob Regan, we always joke, and he says, you know, it never doesn't work. You know, so we, you know, you'll see a veteran coming in the morning or a family member, and they've got this, you know, you can see on their face, they're skeptical or not sure what to expect. But as you go through the day, you know, they're smiling, they're happy. And at the end of the day, they're just blown away when they hear their song, you know? So yeah, to answer your question, it varies, but, most of the time we, you know, the veterans are, you know, they come through our partner organizations.
Mike, I would assume that some of the songwriters actually have some experience being veterans, but some don't. How did they cross that line and get to an understanding of how to tell these stories?
I tell you, having our songwriters, and I tell our songwriters this all the time, I'm like, there are no dumb questions, you know, but the fact that they ask every, you know, if I sat down, you know, as a songwriter, if I sat down with a veteran and he started talking, he or she, they would start throwing out terminology and saying things that I would understand and wouldn't, you know, and I wouldn't question them about or ask them to go deeper into. But the songwriters, you know, like you said, they don't have that understanding of the military or deployments or things like that. So they ask every question they can, and it really starts to, you know, open the veteran up, and they talk more and they explain more. And, you know, usually after about probably an hour of talking, you know, people get comfortable and they start talking about what's important. And that's when the songwriter's like, all right, now we got a hook. Now we're going to write this thing, you know, and it just, it's magic the way it happens. But, you know, our songwriters are so incredibly talented. You know, we talked a little bit about them earlier. It's just that, you know, they come into this and they don't have to create, they don't have to come into it with ideas. You know, they don't have to write for the radio about dirt truck, you know, tailgates and dirt roads and things like that. You know, they're coming into this with somebody who probably has an album's worth of stories, you know, and they simply have to just help the veteran put it together, put it into a format, a verse, a chorus, a melody. And so, yeah, it's an amazing process, but always works.
Mike Beyer and John Foti, more with them, more about Operation Song, and more great songs and stories to share on this special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor on this July 4th. OperationSong.org is the website. You can get more details on the organization. You can hear all the music that's been written with the help of the veterans and the singers, songwriters. And you can also find details on how you can donate to make sure this program continues and more stories of our veterans are told through song. We'll speak more with Mike Beyer and John Foti from Operation Song in just a bit. More music now, though, from Doug Gill and Nate Castillo. Nate talks about the difficulty of incorporating back into civilian life after years of training as an Army Ranger and coming home from war. This one's called How Do I Turn It Off? Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song.
There's a buzz I always hear in my head, not in my ears. It's the sound of war, the sound of danger, the siren song of an Army Ranger. How do I turn it off? How do I make it right? Leave one life behind me and learn how to sleep at night. All that training, trying to be the best soldier that I can. How do I turn it off and learn to be that good a man? Tell me now, how do I turn it off? There's a peaceful place, soft and warm. It's on your pretty face and in your arms. The strength of your love, it gives me purpose and the nagging fear I don't deserve it. How do I turn it on? How do I make it right? Leave one life behind me and learn how to sleep tonight. All that training, trying to be the best soldier that I can. How do I turn it off and learn to be that good man? Tell me now, how do I turn it off? Leave behind the warrior. Let my tender side shine through. How do I make myself the man I need to be for you? How do I turn it off? How do I make it right? Leave one life behind me and learn how to sleep at night. All that training, trying to be the best soldier that I can. How do I turn it off and learn to be that good man? Tell me now, how do I turn it off? Ooh, how do I turn it off? How do I turn it off?
This is a special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song, on this 4th of July on WGBW and WISS.
I jumped in a beat-up Buick with Earl Ray and Bobby Mack. Don't know if I'll ever find that bar, but I know I want to go back. We danced with the South Philly ladies on an auger hot couch. Tammy and Cheryl had a soft spot for soldiers. We had a different name for that down south. They smile and they don't ask questions. Might not even send you a bill. When they serve up love and affection down in Rosie's Bar and Grill. Earl Ray lost his hand in Kaysen, had some shrapnel that never came out. Tammy looked past the scars and stole his heart when she kissed him right on the mouth. They smile and they don't ask questions. Might not even send you a bill. When they serve up love and affection down at Rosie's Bar and Grill. Hey. Hey. One afternoon they busted out of the rooms, escaped from their V8 beds. Ain't we all looking for ways to help with the pain? Some memories are hard to forget. They smile and I don't ask questions. Might not even send you a bill. When they serve up love and affection down at Rosie's Bar and Grill. It goes down at Rosie's Bar and Grill. Hey, hey. Hey, hey.
That is Rosie's Bar and Grill, written by Bill DeLuigi and Terry Gold. It's a song about Terry's time with his friends in the Philadelphia VA after an injury he sustained during Vietnam. Really hope you're enjoying this special edition of Mino and the Mayor. We're calling it Operation Song. We're naming it as a tribute to the organization that tells the stories of our military veterans through songs, one song at a time. And if you'd like more details on Operation Song, it's easy. All you have to do is go to their website, operationsong.org. Get details, listen to the music anytime you want, and donate so that this service can continue. We've got more from Mike Beyer and John Foti of Operation Song and another hour of great music on the way on this special edition of Mino and the Mayor. Don't go anywhere.